No, look, I mean, they've been playing good cricket for the last 12 months or so, so it doesn't surprise me. I thought they played well in this Test match. You know, their bowling in both innings was excellent. I actually thought we did a pretty good job of the ball. I thought our bowlers bowled pretty well, but there were some good performances for them with the bat as well, and they thoroughly deserved their victory.
I think so, yeah. I think that's a good template to lose.
I think we treated it like a bit of an aberration in Perth, and it'd be right for us to treat this as an aberration as well, as long as we make sure we don't repeat those mistakes. One of the things you've got to be as an international cricketer, and certainly part of the England team, is to be honest with yourself and make sure you ask yourself the right sort of questions and come up with the right sort of answers before moving on. As I said, the guys that spent a bit of time in the middle, I thought played him well, but those first 6, 12, 18 balls are always going to be a little bit tough. And the key is for the batsmen that are in not to give their wickets away, which is probably what we did too much in this Test match.
Well, I think just spin bowlers in general, because sometimes it's hard to get off the strike. They can build up pressure. It can be hard, a little bit difficult early, but then you get through that. And within, as I said, once you face 6, 12 or 18 balls, you feel much more comfortable. So, we face a lot of good bowlers, because that's what you do in Test match cricket. I don't think there's anything there that we should be unduly worried about. We just got to be very clear in what our game plan is and make sure we don't make those mistakes again.
It's hard to say. I mean, ifs and whats, I'm not sure. I mean, as I said, I think our bowling unit did pretty well to bowl them out for 330 on that wicket. It certainly didn't turn a huge amount, and there were pretty good signs at the back end there that the wicket was getting a bit uneven and a bit up and down. So, in hindsight, I think it was probably a pretty reasonable toss to win. But not when you're 55 at the end of the first session. So, we'll never know how the wicket would have played on days 4 and 5, and how the wicket would have played if we were in a strong, dominant position. So, we've only got ourselves to blame for that.
Well, I think there's when a guy's just come in having played a bad shot, you don't expect your teammates to be jumping up and down telling you what a terrible shot you've just played. But I think what is important is that you don't run away from facts and you don't run away from the truth. And if, as I said, as individual batsmen, we've got to be honest and say, well, did we play well enough? Was our game plan smart enough? Were we switched on enough? All those sort of questions are important. But I also think at times like this, the easy thing to do is to look at everything that was wrong. As a side, it's important to kind of make sure we keep connected with the fact we've done a lot of good things over the last 2 years, and we'll continue to do so.